When people think of the most powerful animals in the world, it's hard to imagine a fish belonging to that list. Yet, the great white shark might just be the perfect killing machine in the world today. This shark terrorizes the waters, hunting prey with ruthless precision. Great white sharks aren't alone in the ocean, though. Tiger sharks also lurk in the deep, eating a wide variety of creatures and using their camouflage for hunting their prey. What happens if these two animals fight? We will examine a tiger shark versus great white shark fight and show you the winner. Comparing a tiger shark and a great white shark. What are key differences between a tiger shark and a great white shark? The greatest differences between a tiger shark and a great white shark are their morphology and size. The great white shark is a massive cartilaginous fish weighing up to 5,000 pounds and growing 20 feet long with a pointed head, a solid dark gray color on top and white bellies, and tail fins of even length. A tiger shark is a sizable fish weighing up to 1,400 pounds and measuring 14 feet with a blunt, wedge-shaped head, an upper tail fin that is longer than the bottom, and tiger-like stripes on the top of its gray body. These differences are significant, and they can help tell us to tell these animals apart. Yet, we have to look a little closer at these animals to determine which of them is the true apex predator in the water. What are the key factors in a fight between a tiger shark and a great white shark? The biggest factors in a fight between a tiger shark and a great white shark all come down to their physical abilities. These sharks are similar in the ways they hunt and kill, so we have to get granular and look at which animal has the most advantages in size, speed, defense, and attack. Let's look at how these animals measure up compared to one another. Tiger shark versus great white shark, size. A great white shark is larger than a tiger shark by quite a bite. A great white shark can weigh between 2,000 and 5,000 pounds and measure over 20 feet in some cases. Even larger sharks may be in the oceans right now. Tiger sharks are still large creatures. They can weigh upwards of 1,400 pounds on average and measure up to 14 feet long. The largest tiger shark recorded was 1,700 pounds and 13 feet long, but even that is small compared to a great white. The great white shark has the size advantage in this fight. Tiger shark versus great white shark, speed and movement. Great white sharks have a higher observed speed compared with tiger sharks. Great white sharks reach speeds of up to 25 miles per hour in the water, but a tiger shark can move around 20 miles per hour with greater speed bursts possible. However, neither shark can maintain that speed for long. Great white sharks have the speed advantage. Tiger shark versus great white shark, defenses. The great white shark uses its speed, size, and senses to keep it safe in the ocean waters. It can usually tell when something is nearby due to its ampullae of Lorenzini, organs that let them sense electrical currents in their prey. Tiger sharks are similar in that they rely on their size and speed to ward off threats, but they have even better camouflage on the top portion of their body. As their name suggests, tiger sharks have stripes that make it hard to spot them when prey looks down upon them. Tiger sharks have better defenses since their camouflage is even better than a great white shark's camouflage. Tiger shark versus great white shark, offensive capabilities. Few animals in the world have a bite that matches the great white shark, a fish that is estimated to put forth a bite power of 4,000 psi. The shark's bite is enhanced by its long teeth that can measure up to 4 inches in length and 2 inches wide. With over 300 serrated, sharp teeth in their mouths, a bite from a great white can be instantly fatal. Their senses, instincts, speed, and power factor into their assault, too. Tiger sharks are also powerful, but they have only 48 teeth with which to bite, and they can measure 2 inches long. The teeth are broad and serrated, perfect for taking a huge bite out of prey. Tiger shark versus great white shark, predatory behavior. Great white sharks are amazing predators. They can be opportunistic or ambush predators, preferring to attack from the depths to get at a creature's vulnerable portions. Tiger sharks use their camouflage to great effect, ambushing prey from the depths. However, they are very careful when attacking, creeping to get close to their prey before making a move. Both sharks are equally effective at hunting their prey. Who would win in a fight between a tiger shark and a great white shark? A great white shark would win a fight against a tiger shark. The great white shark is too large and powerful for the smaller tiger shark to overcome. Even though the tiger shark would have difficulty ambushing the great white, unless it managed to deal a devastating blow to the bigger fish, it would be setting itself up for a bad counterattack. The more realistic version of this fight is the two come to blows over a meal, taking turns biting and fleeing from one another. Although the tiger shark may be sleeker and have a smaller profile, it's also slower than the great white shark. In a straight-up battle to the finish, the bigger, stronger, deadlier great white is going to win. Could a great white beat an orca in a fight? Great white sharks may be the most vicious fish in the sea, but that doesn't mean that there's not a few aquatic mammals who can put up a good fight with them. Orcas, also known as killer whales, have been known to kill and eat several species of sharks. Since these whales possess a far superior bite force than a great white, as well as a deeper intelligence and greater speed, it is more than likely that an orca would defeat any great white in a one-on-one battle. Sharks are also severely disadvantaged when it comes to their ability to maneuver in battle because of their system of respiration, known as obligate ram ventilation, which forces them to constantly swim with their mouths open in order to filter water through their gills. This means that the orca would be able to swim circles around this comparatively clumsily shark before it was able to launch a fatal attack.